You're listening to The Best Advice Show. I'm Zach.
I'm Megan Heller. I'm the founder of Coaching for Underfulfilled Overachievers.
I think it's a very hopeful thing that a lot of us are trying to find our purpose. But
if I ask you, what is your purpose? Or at least for me, if someone says that to me, one of two things happen. One is I just sort of like get overwhelmed, black out, shut down, and then I do nothing and I change nothing. The other is that I pick something, you know, arbitrary and convenient, right? So whatever I happen to have been exposed to in my childhood or through however my life path has taken me, and I'm like, my path is to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever I saw in, you know, a journalist or whatever we can think of, and just start pursuing that out of sort of desperation or confusion or desire for certainty. So my suggestion is instead, forget your purpose. Forget trying to figure out what your purpose is or ask that question at all, and instead follow your curiosity. And I have a sort of corollary to that, which is what I call the purpose proxy principle, which, or the PPP for short. But the principle is that the best proxy that we have for purpose is curiosity. Meaning our curiosity will always lead us to that purpose. So we want to stop mentally focusing on the destination, right? What is that end point that I'm trying to achieve? And instead get closer to home in terms of where's my curiosity leading me? But, you know, I can give you a couple of examples right off the bat. I actually had AOC. AOC was a client of mine, and we did a lot of work on following her curiosity also. And one of the places her curiosity led her was to Standing Rock and to Flint. And when that happened, it makes total sense now, right? Of course, her curiosity was leading there. But at the time, she was...
This is before she's a congresswoman.
Yeah, she was a bartender. She came to me when she was a bartender. The 2016 election hadn't even happened yet. So like, we were in a very different political environment and climate than we were. Running for office was like not even remotely on her radar. And for her, that would have meant, or did mean, taking time off of work. And for her as a bartender, you don't work, you don't get paid. Right. So this was, she, for her, I was like, this is totally illogical. This doesn't make sense to go on a whim. Like, I don't even have a car to like drive to Standing Rock to do, like, I don't have any experience. What business do I even have being there? But her curiosity was really strong. And she went. And what happened there was that she met the people from Swing Left, who were the people who ended up suggesting and backing her run for Congress. So again, it's not, you know, necessarily a direct correlation, but it was one of those things. Like, she did, that's how she got into the flow and found her community of people in a way that, you know, didn't necessarily seem linear or logical.
It felt, it could have felt like extracurricular or like a tangent or like a digression, but it's incredible to think what would have happened had she not followed that curiosity.
Exactly. It felt peripheral or like a side hustle versus something that was going to integrate and become a core part of who and how she was. And so, you know, the best we've done so far in terms of giving ourselves, you know, collectively advice on how to find fulfilling work in the world really is like, follow your bliss or follow your gut or like, you know, follow your passion. That's not like, forget the passion, right? Forget the passion, forget the purpose. That those are things you live into. It's a practice more than it is a destination. Forget your purpose and follow your curiosity.
For what it's worth, I did invite AOC onto today's episode to talk about her redirected path, but she's pretty busy. I didn't hear back from her team, but that's okay. Thank you, Megan Hallerer. If you want to hear a separate but related piece of advice from Megan, check out last week's episode with her. I also link to that in our show notes. This is The Best Advice Show. As always, I want to hear your advice. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. Talk to you soon.